More than 200 cities vied for the chance to be, like Seattle, home to one of the biggest businesses on the planet. HQ2 for Amazon. And now, instead of picking some little funky city, they decided on New York City and basically Washington, D.C., Crystal City, where the Pentagon is. Let's go to GeekWire co-founder Todd Bishop. So what does this mean exactly? This is HQ2A, 2B, and then there's some kind of Nashville HQ2C. What was this really all about then?
Yeah, we're playing around with different things. This doesn't work on the radio, Dave, but we're thinking of HQ2 as in T-O-O. This is really not a surprise based on reports over the past week, but it is a huge surprise based on obviously what Amazon originally proposed. Essentially, they have now and are going to have large centers in various locations around the country, 25,000 each in New York City and Washington, D.C. in terms of total number of employees. And Amazon is saying at least that this is all about talent. This will allow them to attract larger numbers of highly skilled engineers by tapping into two different pools of talent.
I'm curious to know what tax incentives they were offered, if any, in each of these two places. Do you know?
Yes. In fact, they are detailing those right now. In fact, we just posted on this. Just as an example, they say that Amazon will receive in Long Island City performance-based direct incentives of $1.5 billion. And so that gives you a sense for the scale. That's just one portion of the incentives. In Virginia, it's going to be approximately, roughly $573 million in addition to other incentives. So, relatively large scale. We're talking hundreds of millions and more than $1 billion in incentives.
Wow. So performance-based. So essentially, if they gain so many yards per game, they get the money, huh?
Yes. I assume that is measured in part by what they contribute to the economy, how many jobs they bring, and how quickly they expand in that location.
So are these areas welcoming Amazon? Or I was just reading some of the comments on the New York Times article, and there seemed to be an equal mix of go Amazon and, oh, my gosh, these places will never be the same again.
Yes, it certainly does seem to be a very mixed reaction. I think the most savvy of these residents recognize what has happened in Seattle. The traffic, the housing prices, pricing out longtime residents. GeekWire's Monica Nicholsberg is in Arlington and has been talking with folks there and finding very much that same kind of reaction. A little bit of sarcasm in terms of what people actually expect to get from this. One person said he looks forward to the incoming gentrification.
The proximity to the Pentagon, that would seem to make sense because Amazon Web Services does a huge amount of government business, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. And in fact, right now, there is a giant cloud computing contract up for grabs. Amazon and Microsoft are both competing for it, and it's going to be really fascinating to see if Amazon can leverage the fact that it's now essentially basing one of its now three headquarters, which it's very strange to say, but one of its now three headquarters right there next to the Pentagon.
And what is this new Nashville facility that I heard about?
Yeah, they're calling it an operations center of excellence, and we're still sorting through the meaning of this as well, but this clearly is something that was a big surprise and the type of thing that we'll see shake out. But essentially, it's in the thousands of employees, not nearly as large as we're going to be seeing in New York and Virginia, but obviously a major transportation hub there in Nashville and something that could play into Amazon's larger logistics growth.
Yeah. Okay, so big picture. Was this, in fact, all in reaction to the threat of a head tax in Seattle? Will they now build, do less building in Seattle than they would have? Otherwise, will they siphon off some talent from Seattle and relocate it to get these new places started? Do you know?
Yes. In fact, I don't think this was an explicit reaction to the head tax. I think, though, the head tax reflected the overall undercurrent of animosity in Seattle toward Amazon, and that certainly played into this decision by Amazon. Clearly, they will now start focusing their growth in these other three cities, And I think that leases and new buildings that we've been seeing in Seattle over the past 3 years, I think a lot of that will start going elsewhere. So we will not see the growth at the same pace that we've seen here in Seattle. For me, one of the most fascinating things to watch is going to be the housing market. We've already seen a dip in home prices. What's going to happen here in Seattle as these Amazon employees and executives are given the option to go to one of these now other three places? That's the other quick thing here. You know, if it was just one place, it's a binary decision, Seattle or, you know, New York, for example.
Right.
But now that these employees have the option, I think it increases the chances you're going to see more people leave.
Right. Although, I mean, I've been to Washington, D.C. and New York. These are not cheap places to live.
They are not. And, you know, the median home price in Crystal City is already in the mid-$600,000. So you're talking Seattle-esque type median home values there. So, yes, frankly, this would have been a much more interesting story journalistically if Amazon had picked more of an underdog, a Pittsburgh, the type of place where it could go in and really have a big economic development story. But clearly they saw a lot of talent in these three markets.
GeekWire co-founder Todd Bishop. Todd, thanks very much.
No problem, Dave.